Since announcing his bid for president in March, Washington Governor Jay Inslee has spent all or part of nearly 60% of his days traveling. That's according to a new analysis by Public Radio and the Seattle Times. In addition, Inslee's presidential ambitions are costing taxpayers as his state patrol security detail racks up travel costs and overtime. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the report.
From the Iowa Democrats Hall of Fame dinner.
These wind turbines in Iowa don't cause cancer, they cause jobs.
To Netroots Nation in Philadelphia.
So my first act will be to ask Megan Rapinoe to be my Secretary of State.
To debate stages in Miami.
The biggest threat to the security of the United States is Donald Trump.
And Detroit.
We can no longer allow a white nationalist to be in the White House.
Jay Inslee has been hopscotching the nation as a candidate for president. Since he entered the race on March 1st, Inslee has spent all or part of 90 days on the road, including weekends. That's according to an analysis of Inslee's calendars by Public Radio and the Seattle Times. Through a campaign spokesman, Inslee declined an interview for this story, but in June, he was asked about his out-of-state travel in an interview with King 5 News.
Well, look, the proof is in the pudding. We've had a very successful several months in our state. I stay in touch on an hourly basis.
Inslee's calendar shows he checks in with his chief of staff, David Postman, almost daily.
And then often more than that, either he's calling in here to my table for the executive team meeting or something else. I mean, so, you know, it's a lot of phone time.
Postman says Inslee's frequent absences mean he's less available to meet with people in Olympia and to do outreach across the state. But Postman says the presidential campaign has not dramatically changed the office's day-to-day operations, nor, he says, has it changed the decision-making chain.
The issues that go to his level still go to his level.
When Inslee travels, he's accompanied by state troopers who are part of his executive protection unit. From March through June, Inslee's security costs totaled more than $500,000. The Inslee campaign did reimburse the state for about $9,000 of that, as required by federal election rules. By contrast, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, who's also running for president, recently agreed to cover the costs of his security team. Asked about this taxpayer expense during the King 5 interview in June, Inslee said,
"The issue is State Patrol. We're following the law. I've said we're going to follow the law, and I think that's a good thing to do."
The law directs the State Patrol to provide security and protection for the governor. Inslee's absence from the state and the cost to taxpayers has drawn criticism from state and national Republicans. One fundraising missive accuses the governor of traveling on the taxpayers' dime and blatantly refusing to do his job. John Weingart directs the Eagleton Center on the American Governor at Rutgers University. He says sitting governors who run for president often pay a price at home.
It could be seen as flattering that your governor is being considered by at least some people as a possible president, but it seems to be more often seen as something negative.
However, Weingart says just because a governor is gone a lot doesn't mean they're not getting the job done. On the other hand, he says, a governor who's out of state when something bad happens can face a storm of criticism.
You do run that risk of being away, period.
Inslee's chief of staff, David Postman, says when there's an emergency in the state, the governor is briefed, and they're always ready to bring him home if necessary.
That's part of being governor, is we always know where he is and how to get him back if we need to.
When the governor is gone, another statewide office holder serves as acting governor. The future of Inslee's presidential campaign remains unclear. He has yet to qualify for the fall debates. If Inslee stays in the race into the fall, his office says it will likely need more of his time to prepare for the 2020 legislative session. Inslee has also not ruled out a run for a third term as governor. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.